Privilege to read from the Bible further this morning from Psalm 115. Psalm 115 is our scripture reading. And our text for this morning will be from Matthew 6, verse 9, and Luke 11, verse 2, where Jesus is teaching about the Lord's Prayer. And the first petition he says is, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We want to study that first petition this morning. But let's read first Psalm 115. And you notice verse 1 is in line with that petition, "Hallowed be thy name." "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, 'Where is now their God?' But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he has pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like to them. So is everyone that trusts in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." So far the scripture reading. In studying about "Hallowed be thy name," let's look at the Catechism's Bible-based explanation on that in Lord's Day 47, page 84. Page 84 in the back of the Psalter. Here we are instructed, what is the first petition? An answer, "Hallowed be thy name," or "your name." And what does that mean? Well, grant us first rightly to know you and to sanctify, glorify, and praise you in all your works, in which your power, wisdom, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth are clearly displayed. And further also, that we may so order and direct our whole lives, our thoughts, words, and actions, that your name may never be blasphemed, but rather honored and praised on our account. Well, let's think about this together, also this preparatory sermon for the Lord's Supper, God willing, next Sunday. What is a priority matter for you every day that you get up, besides brushing your teeth, I hope? We all have priorities, don't we? Even children do. When something is a priority, that means it is something first in line for you to think about or to do. Is praying to God a priority matter for each one of us every day again too? When we are true Christians, we learn that praying to God is truly one of the most important priority matters for us. Indeed, on a daily basis. Does God find you praying to Him each day again? As you get ready for school, or you get ready for work, or you get busy with the 101 things you have to do as wife and mother in the home. I don't know if you read the quote from last week's bulletin. Prayer is weakness leaning on omnipotence. Omnipotence means, you know, God's almighty power. Prayer means leaning on God. May God triune have us and find us looking to Him and leaning upon Him and His gracious, saving, almighty power in all our needs for Jesus' sake alone. And for this morning, we may consider the first priority matter in prayer that we should have as confessing Christians. Studying the Lord's Prayer together, we may think this morning on the first petition of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. What's the first and priority petition? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What a gracious and grand beginning of prayer request. This truly is, dear congregation, belonging to Christ. When this first petition is also something you and I pray, that's such a gift of God. And it leads to many other Christian fruits in our lives as God answers that prayer for Jesus' sake. With Lord's Supper celebration scheduled for next week, I couldn't help but think, what a great text for a preparatory sermon we have here, both in Matthew 6 verse 9 and Luke 11 verse 2. Is this first priority request something alive and well in your heart and life and in mine? Whatever stage of life we may be in, however busy we may find ourselves, is the request, hallowed be your name, a daily request you make to, by God's grace, in all you think, say, and do. The purpose of a preparatory sermon, let me just say this, is not to urge you, quote, to fix up and straighten out your life so that you may be fit or worthy to attend the Holy Supper. No, rather the purpose of a preparatory sermon is to have you to be sure to be looking to Christ, and to see if there is the exercise and evidence of true faith and repentance in your life, and a hearty desire to live for God in spirit and truth, yes or no. And thinking now about this first petition of the Lord's Prayer can really help us and encourage us in coming rightly and warn against coming wrongly to the table of the Lord. So the theme for the sermon is praying the first priority petition, ! Let us each examine ourselves in this regard, thinking in particular on the following 3 points. First, the aim with this petition. The aim with this petition. Second, the attitude with this petition. The attitude. And third, the answer to this petition, or with this petition. The answer. When Jesus says, as first matter of prayer to pray, hallowed be your name, what is meant really with that prayer request? What did Jesus mean with it? Well, you notice right away the request is God-directed, God-focused. It's not first of all about our needs or our wants, but about God's honor and God's glory in our lives and in this world. Here let us think specifically of the words in this first priority request. Hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed, that's not very a common word today, is it? Do you know what it means? To hallow means to hold in reverence, to hold as sacred, to honor, to glorify, to exalt, to set apart as most special and dear. When you and I pray, hallowed be thy name in reference to God, when we pray that in truth, that means we ask God that his name be reverenced, set apart as supreme and glorious in our lives. It means that we ask that the Lord God truly be given the honor and respect from us and others that is due unto him. Yes, that truly he be honored and exalted by us each one, and be praised in our families, and indeed by all peoples throughout the whole world. Let's look up a cross-reference in the Old Testament. Leviticus 22. Let's look it up together. Leviticus 22, for a good understanding what hallowed means. Leviticus 22, verse 32. Leviticus is the third book in the Old Testament. Go to chapter 22, verse 32. What do we read there? The Lord says there to the Israelites, neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord who hallows you. That brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. You see, the opposite of to hallow means to profane, to defile, to pollute. We are to hallow, to hold God's name special, even as He holds His people special. Does that help to understand what it means to hallow God's name? Then the petition says, we are to hallow, yes, His name. Hallowed be your name. And I think you all know the term name there refers really to God triune in the fullness of His being and the totality of His works. God is His name. His name refers to Himself, to who He is in all His ways. We sang that, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Meaning, Lord, how great and excellent You are in all Your ways, in all the earth. In Psalm 115, verse 1 also, which we read for our scripture, the psalmist says, doesn't he? Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Your name give glory for Your mercy and Your truth's sake. That means unto Yourself as to who You are. All God's names in the Bible are actually descriptions of Him, and not all His names altogether can fully describe Him in His infinite majesty and glory and wondrous works as God of creation and God of providence. God of redemption. Well, in this first and priority request in prayer then, when truly prayed, you see, we are asking that God be honored, reverenced for who He is, and all that He is, and for all His wondrous works. But don't we have to say too, dear congregation, with God's name is meant especially and climactically God's name as revealed in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. Why do I say that? Well, look with me to another text in the New Testament now. John chapter 12. John 12 verse 28. Jesus there has been expressing His willingness to give His life for sinners, to die on the cross. And what does He say in that context in John 12 verse 28? What do we read there in the first phrase? Even as Jesus talks about giving His life, Jesus prays, Father, glorify Thy name. And then we read in the rest of that verse, verse 28, the Lord's response. There came a voice from heaven saying, verse 28 of John 12, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And if you think of Philippians 2, verse 5 to 11, you know where it speaks about Jesus giving His life, unto the death of the cross even. And it says how God therefore will exalt His name. Wherefore God has also highly exalted Him. And His name is above every name that is named among men. That every knee should bow before Him. So do you see it with me? Is it clear? What Jesus would have us ask as always a priority matter in our life when it's well. In this first petition, Jesus calls and invites us to ask from God that He would have us and enable us and make us and many others too, to hallow, to honor, to exalt and praise His name above all other names. His name is ultimately revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior. From this first request then, Jesus teaches us to pray before God in prayer. We learn what should be our priority in life. Our all-consuming aim in life, the main aim in our life, is to be that God be glorified and honored. God especially as revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior. For this purpose we were created. For this we are given breath. For this we are allowed to live. That God triune might be magnified and praised by us in all our life, in every detail of our life. So you see then, in brief, this should be our aim. That God be praised as is His due. And that aim is reflected in the first and priority petition. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And now I ask, is this your prayer too? By God's grace. Is this your spirit worked aim in all of your life? That God may be glorified by you and so many more. Glorified and praised truly and more in all that we think, say and do. Yes. In your work life. In your marriage relationship. Or in your single life. In your childhood and youth. Or as older ones. Are you seeking to honor God's name above all in your worship, in your leisure time, in your schooling and in your studies? What about in the car when driving? Or at home when behind the computer? What about with the music you listen to? And the movies and television you watch? And with the money you have and spend or save? And with the food you eat? And the books and magazines you look at? Etc., etc. Is the whole of your life and mine from beginning to end in secret and public, wherever we are, whoever we are with, and whatever we do, in thought, word, and deed, that His name may be hallowed by us. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, says the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Do all to the glory of God. Well, dear congregation, each one here now too, as we consider this first petition of the Lord's Prayer, can you say that that concern and aim of this first priority request is also truly your concern and your aim in your life? Do you pray this first petition then also along the lines of what the Christian confesses in Lord's Day 47, calling out to God, hallowed be thy name, that is, grant us first rightly to know thee, and to sanctify, glorify, and praise thee in all thy works, in which thy power, wisdom, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth are clearly displayed. And further also, that we may so order and direct our whole lives, our thoughts, our words, and actions, that thy name may never be blasphemed, but rather honored and praised on our account. Again, in this preparatory sermon, it is most important, beloved, that you hear this sermon rightly now. In no way am I saying, unless you are always hallowing God's name in this way, as just explained, you may in no wise attend the Lord's Supper. No, the Lord's Supper is for God's believing people coming in repentance and faith in Christ before God. There is not any one of us who always has hallowed God's name. In fact, without doubt, all of us, even the holiest among us in the last 3 months too, who knows how often, has not hallowed God's name in thought, word or deed. But the question in this preparatory week is, does God know this prayer as your sincere prayer and priority care in your life too? That His name be honored and glorified in and through your life. Does it bother you much? And are you sorry for all the times when you have failed to hallow God's name above all? Do you and I see every reason for this priority prayer and petition in our prayer life too before God? Lord, help us and help me truly to live to your honor and glory in everything and to magnify your name and your gospel cause. Please so bless us by your Spirit and word. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The Lord's Supper is for God's people in the good fight of faith. For those who confessing Christ also often and regularly pray this first priority petition as their aim for life, really and truly, in spite of their many failures and shortcomings and sins to the contrary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Does God know this priority petition lives in your mind and heart too as an uppermost prayer request for you every day again? Maybe for you too even. You pray the prayer to pray this first priority prayer in spirit and truth. Lord, let this prayer be true in my life. Hallowed be your name. If you don't have this priority aim in life to glorify God above all and in all and to hallow His name in everything, and well, then not only are you not welcome to the Lord's table, but more seriously still, doesn't it mean in fact that you are not a true Christian then? Not really converted to God in spirit and truth? Not yet, at least. As fallen sons and daughters of Adam, of ourselves, we seek all things but the glory of God. We seek the treasures and pleasures of this world and our own glory and honor above all and everything else, and regardless of God and others. God's true people may sometimes fall into this, yes, alas, but they can't keep on living that way when redeemed by God through Jesus Christ, when belonging to Him. Living in sin and in our sinfulness means really always missing the mark and aiming life in a totally wrong and worldly and foolish direction. And living in that kind of sin, without repentance, ultimately only leads to divine, eternal condemnation and everlasting punishment. But the gospel message is, yet we may proclaim it, may we not, hallelujah, that God is all about coming to deliver sinners who are so misguided, to deliver us from the way that leads to destruction. And He calls us to flee to Christ, in whom is fullness of salvation for sinners like us, and in whom is fullness of life and eternal life through Christ's redeeming work as only Savior and Lord. If you are yet unsaved, let this first petition of the Lord's Prayer and this priority request we may ask of God for us in our lives Awaken you to call upon the Lord to save and redirect a sinner like you too, while it is yet the day of grace. No one learns to pray the Lord's Prayer except by God's saving and sanctifying grace. And that grace is still freely offered to all who confess their sins and call upon the Savior of sinners to save guilty, wretched sinners, also like yourself and myself. Hallowed be your name. Praying this first priority petition, we have seen so far when it is well with our soul, we pray this request truly and time again. Yes, then we have this prayer as our God-worked aim in our minds and hearts, that God's name and being and all His works and ways and will be honored and glorified by us in everything and in the whole of our life. But now, having said that, let's be honest. Who of us doesn't fall short in living by this aim? Do you know what Martin Luther, as a Christian, said in regards to this first petition? He said, and I quote, "I know of no teaching in all of the Scriptures that so mightily diminishes and destroys our life before God as does this petition." And as another put it, "It's impossible to think of anything that goes more completely contrary to fallen human nature than this first petition." I ask, is there any Christian among us who will not humbly admit and confess this as well? And that also brings me now to my second main point under the theme, praying the first priority petition. We have thought about the aim with this petition, clearly, and let's consider now the attitude with this petition. The attitude. And clearly, the attitude with this prayer, with this priority request, when truly prayed, is one of humility. Humility before God and others. The fact that this is a priority prayer matter by itself is an admission of so much failure and inability of ourselves ever to live in a way that you and I hallow God's name in and with everything. The true Christian confesses with sorrow Lord, this isn't natural to me. And I need your supernatural grace and saving power from start to finish to live that truly and increasingly I honor and glorify your name in all my ways. Jesus, in teaching this as a first petition in prayer, also shows, doesn't he? He knows our weakness. He knows how frail we are, how sinful by nature. He knows our frame. He remembers we are dust. He knows how we are of ourselves, totally depraved. It should be noted that this first petition is actually in the passive verb form. Hallowed be thy name. That's praying then, Lord, let your name be glorified and praised in and through us. Let it happen by your grace and power. Let it be in our lives and those of others. Let God triune in all his being and works and ways be known and honored and magnified. Our Father who art in heaven, please accomplish this for us and in us. It's something for which we must be supplied by God himself. Shall it really be true in our lives from start to finish? And realizing this, the true believer prays this priority matter, this priority petition, with a humble attitude. Lord, I would know you and love you and live for you and honor you as you command, but please grant what you command or nothing will ever come of it in my life. Do you too have this humble attitude in prayer? Humble attitude in asking God with the Christian of the Catechism, grant us this, Lord. Grant it to us, please. Please give us this, what also this first petition request of the Lord's Prayer. Make it happen and fulfill it in our lives, mine and my loved ones, and in all our church family too, and with your people throughout the world. Hallowed be thy name. God's true people are marked with humility. Is there anyone among us here now that just doesn't have reason to be so humble in reference to the first and priority petition of the Lord's Prayer? Even that we have to pray that prayer should humble us to the dust. In connection now too with the Lord's Supper, let us each be clear that Holy Supper is for confessing and professing Christians only. And who are they? It's not for the people that think they never sin and who believe that they are without grievous flaws and shortcomings and struggles. It's not for the people who believe they have successfully hallowed God's name in all kinds of good ways. But rather it's for those confessing Christians who in this life confess their sins and shortcomings and know this prayer and pray this humble request, this petition of the Lord's Prayer in humble reliance upon God with repentance. Lord, hallowed be your name, O Father in heaven. That is, accomplish this in and through us by your word and spirit for Jesus' sake. You see, that's coming to the table, not in blind pride and ignorant self-righteousness, but rather in humble dependency on the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the crucified and risen and glorified Savior of sinners. Coming rightly to the table, we come in remembrance of Him, not in celebration of ourselves, but in celebration of Him. Is your attitude humble before God and others, thinking of the first and priority petition? Then you don't compare yourself either to others to see if you are worthy to come to the table. No, but you compare yourself always to the holy will of God. And you confess you can never come to the table except He make a way. And unless He works salvation in our lives from beginning to end. And this He has done, hasn't He? In Christ Jesus. Does this all make sense to you so far? We need to notice yet another point in connection with the attitude with this petition, as Jesus gave it and meant it. We are to pray this first petition not only in all humility, but also in integrity, or with all honesty. And what I mean here is, in praying our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, while at the same time, not caring at all, that in all your life, in every detail, without exception, you truly seek to honor his name, without caring for that, means you pray hypocritically, really. You understand this, don't you? If you pray, hallowed be thy name, but then won't let go of certain sins and ungodly and worldly ways in your life, that means rather than bringing honor to God and to his name, you actually bring dishonor to him and to his name. And you discredit and you blaspheme, you profane his name. How many people pray the Lord's Prayer but don't give a care at all about living holily before God? And they profane God's name. Are you praying genuinely, honestly, hallowed be your name? Here, let me come closer to home and give some concrete points. Can you pray this first petition and enjoy watching Catching Fire, the Catching Fire movie, which is catching fire in our Western world like anything? I want to say to you, if you are a Christian, you pray, hallowed be your name. It's a mockery if at the same time you can sit down and enjoy watching Catching Fire. I dare anyone to tell me I'm wrong on that before our holy God. And I say that finding it such a burden. Christianity Today, a magazine, will speak about the movie and speak about, you can watch it maybe. But the holiness of God is not referred to. Hallowed be your name. Likewise with a movie like Noah. A Hollywood produced movie on Noah. Ken Ham says don't watch it. Because it's a perversion of what the Bible teaches us. If we can watch all these things as if it's all cool and good. And pray hallowed be your name. There's a problem, dear congregation. I'm picking on movies. No, I don't mean to do that. I'm trying to be real in what we face in our life. Can you pray this first petition and be a couch potato on this Lord's Day, Sunday afternoon, watching the Grey Cup game? Hardly. That's not a matter of my opinion. Check it out before God for yourself. You decide before the Holy One. Can you pray this first petition and be gossiping about others? Can you pray this first petition and do your homework on the Lord's Day? Can you pray this first petition and yet not really tithe for God's church and kingdom? Is that not a mockery? Can you pray this first petition and indulge in any sin and ungodliness at all, as if it's no big deal? We all know the answer to these questions. If we're honest before God. Are we honest when we pray, hallowed be thy name? Examine yourself. And the point is now, when you and I truly pray this first and priority petition, not only do we pray it humbly, but also heartily, sincerely, before God. Is that how you pray? The first petition? By God's grace in your life? This past week, one person from the congregation shared with me how he really desires to have the right and full application of God's word and will in all his life. And the person was wrestling and working with this prayer and this holy care in his life. And when he told me that, I thought, how that is such a mark of God's saving and sanctifying grace, and how that is really in line with the prayer of the first petition, what it's all about. Lord, hallowed be your name. Please grant to me and all your people that we honor and glorify your name in spirit and truth, and that we do not profane and pollute your name with the world and with sin in everything that we say and do each and every day again. You have this wholehearted desire so to seek and serve the Lord in thanksgiving also for his great salvation for a sinner like yourself in and through Jesus Christ. the Savior. Another person shared with me this week a struggle he was having about doing something on the Lord's Day and whether it was in accordance with God's will. And the person wasn't being legalistic about the matter either, but just wanting above all to honor and exalt God's name in everything. And again, I praise God when this person shared that struggle with me, because it reflected a passion for God and His glory and a desiring that of that more than anything else. More than what our sinful flesh desires and what our godly world is so very busy with. The Bible gives us examples of people who refused to humble themselves before God and who cared not at all or cared little about living for God in all their lives. And I think, for example, of a man like Absalom. You know Absalom? He was so full of himself and of the vain things of this world. Likewise, I think of a man like Belteshazzar, as told about in Daniel 5. He was so full of his own glory and of partying and of having fun and despised honoring and glorifying God and His name and His cause. And he would even use the instruments from the temple in Jerusalem that were stored in Babylon and make fun of him before the holy God. And we all know the terrible and sad end of both those men. It is the reality that not to live for God and His glory means to live in sin and under the displeasure and judgment of God, except we repent. But again, we may proclaim the gospel and urge indeed that we all repent and flee to the Savior while it's yet the day of grace. Ask God the Holy Spirit to teach you to pray the Lord's Prayer in spirit and in truth, and you will begin also to learn to pray this first and priority petition that God rightly is due. Hallowed be thy name. You won't live and die without this prayer in your life, will you? God forbid. When we truly pray this first priority petition by God's grace, our attitude is humble and honest before God. And we reflect a fervent desire to live wholeheartedly for God and His glory and not allow ourselves any exceptions to this overall God-given calling and goal in our lives and aim for our lives. And then when you take this seriously, you do take care, don't you? You make every effort to order your life accordingly by God's grace and power. And then you know details count. Details count. If we won't be careful in the small details to hallow God's name, we won't hallow God's name in our life at all. Praise God when such is happening among us that we do hallow Him and that we want to hallow Him in each of our lives. Is this something alive and well in each of our lives? I ask you here this morning, everyone. If so, you thus live by God's grace, and you thus live by God's grace, then you know, don't you, how much we need the Savior, how much we need the Savior. Always to forgive us our sins and to renew us and to cleanse us and to stir us up again and again and again. Yes, when you really seek to hallow God's name, you will also realize how much you need Jesus, the Savior, over and over and over from start to finish. And you see, here again is where the Lord's Supper is such a blessing for God's people. Why? Because at the Lord's table, God shows us with holy sign and seal the salvation work of Christ on sinners' behalf. The gospel tidings, Jesus the Savior perfectly hallowed God's name on sinners' behalf in every detail, even as He suffered and endured the equivalent of the agonies of eternal hell on sinners' behalf. And because of His perfect hallowing of God's name, we may find refuge, even as He gave His life a ransom for many. Philippians 2 tells us, doesn't it, that Jesus Christ, through His once for all sacrifice, and by His death and resurrection on sinners' behalf, He is now the exalted one, as Savior of sinners. And His name is above every name, in heaven and on earth, now and forevermore. The precious gospel, which also the Lord's Supper again serves to console us about and reassure us of, is that in and through Christ we are more than conquerors. And the work that God has begun in saving us and sanctifying us for all who trust and follow Him will by His grace be fully accomplished through His saving power. So the answer then to the first and priority petition of the Lord's Prayer, dear congregation, is to get more of Christ, more of Jesus in us and with us and around us. To know Him more and to fellowship with Him more and to glory in Him more and to abide in Him more and to need Him more and to cherish and love and serve Him more. And this is our third main point now too. So also the Lord's Supper is meant to serve as a great encouragement and help in God's ways and in hallowing God's name above all. The answer to hallowing God's name, the answer for that from God is to have us ever look to Jesus in faith and repentance, always again feeding on Him and remaining with Him and His gospel word. And in that way, God's people will truly and gladly and increasingly be hallowing God's name in and with everything. You won't find contentment apart from hallowing God's name when belonging to Christ and feeding on Him. Then your life at home, at school, at church, and in the world is time and again about hallowing God's name. You're different than the world. You're hallowing His name. You want nothing more than that His name be praised and exalted, and you grieve when it's defamed and not exalted. And then you become sorry too when you yourself fail to hallow God's name, knowing He's so worthy that His name and being and all His work be forever honored and praised by us. It makes you sometimes long for heaven, where we will perfectly hallow God's name with no more sin to battle ever again. And the Lord's Supper feast, you know, is kind of a feast also given in holy, happy anticipation of that great future come. Getting more of Christ, yes, eating and drinking Him, as it were. So feeding on Him, spiritually speaking, indeed feasting on all that Christ Jesus is as crucified and risen Savior for us. Ah, that leads to hallowing God's name and wanting to do nothing but that in everything, with everyone, everywhere. It's like what I read this week in a book, which the person wrote. As we grow in knowing the Lord, we do something. We respond. We can't help but respond by His grace. It's something like, said this person, if you've just watched your favorite team win a championship, you shout! You honk your horn! You tell others! Or if you just had someone say, yes, I would love to marry you, you call your friends! You dance and jump around in joy! If we respond to these events, how much more should we respond when we discover by the Word and Spirit that the Creator of the universe is the lover of our souls and the Savior for us through Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. Hallowing God's name, you see, happens when you and I are focused on and filled with Jesus and with His gospel riches. What a precious, powerful, promising gift He is for us. Well, this week is preparatory week in view of the Lord's Supper feast next Sunday. And then examining yourself in preparation for the sacrament, ask yourself, is this first and priority petition of the Lord's Prayer also my prayer? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do you know of this high aim as expressed in this prayer? And do you show the Christian attitude of honesty and humility before God and man with this prayer? And do you relish the holy answer to this petition as revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners? Then the Lord's Supper is open to you as confessing Christian, there to be assured by the Spirit through the sacrament what you seek after you will find in and with Christ Jesus the Lord by His grace and through His superabundant redemption for sinners like us. As quoted in the bulletin from today, from John Owen, holiness in our lives is nothing but the implanting, writing, and realizing of the gospel in our souls. Oh, may God triune bless His gospel of Jesus Christ and to us in word and sacrament, that truly and increasingly we be a people, one and all, who live glorifying and hallowing His name in all that we think, say, and do. And that we keep on praying this first and priority petition in spirit and truth for as long as we live. Hallowed be Thy name.